The vice president of Italy's Chamber of Deputies, Roberto Giachetti, has picked up on a hunger strike as part of his campaign to change the country's highly controversial electoral law. It is the third time that the Democratic Party lawmaker goes on a hunger strike to protest against what it is universally known as the Pigsty Law, dubbed this way because it does not allow voters to pick their MPs, transforming a minority of votes into a majority of seats.
Not long ago, I tried to change the electoral law by presenting a parliamentary motion, but I failed because members of my own party opposed my proposal. I resume my hunger strike as a way to tell my party colleagues, now it's your turn to change Italy's election system, because it is an electoral pledge we made.
Giachetti had recently presented a parliamentary motion calling for the much-criticized current election law to be scrapped and replaced by its predecessor, known as the proportional law. However, the motion has been rejected because none of Giachetti's Democratic Party colleagues voted in favor. Conversely, the motion received full support from the anti-establishment five-star movement, and many Italians have said they would be satisfied with the old election system.
We should be ashamed of Italy's electoral law. A democratic country should not have such a law, and I am afraid it won't be changed any soon.
I hope our member of parliament change the law, but they will never do it because they want to keep their seat.
The current electoral law, passed under a previous administration of ex-premier Silvio Berlusconi, has been blamed for leading Italy to continual minority governments and therefore instability. Election reform is a delicate issue also for Prime Minister Letta's government. However, the Democratic Party and the other main coalition party, Berlusconi's centre-right People of Liberty Party, are deeply divided over it.
I have to admit that to me it's not very clear the model around which the right, the PDL, would like to work on. It's clear that we want to reach the widest agreement in the parliament because these are common rules. A common rule cannot be imposed by a part to all the others.
Italy's election law is pure evil, yet it cannot be changed without strong parliamentary support, Italian Prime Minister Letta has recently said. Even President Giorgio Napolitano, who until a few weeks ago only was growing increasingly impatient at failure to change the law, seems to be prepared to wait for the sake of the country's stability. Max Civili, Press TV, Rome.